The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, everybody? How to Tuesday today. And today we're going to be talking about trout fishing. A lot of people go west for the summer, and for good reason. It's usually very cool out there. It's amazing. The mountains are beautiful. The trout fishing is incredible. It's a place that is very, very close to my heart. And this summer is a little bit different. It's been over 100 degrees out there a lot of the summer, and really record heat. And also some low water. It brings fire danger, but it also brings something called hoot owl restrictions. So today we're going to talk about what hoot owl restrictions are, why they might be in effect, how you can comply with them, and in situations where maybe they're not in effect, some things that you might want to think about. So hoot owl restrictions, the term comes from the logging industry where they would allow loggers to log in the morning, but not in the afternoon. And I'm assuming that's because of fire danger in the hottest part of the day, they would stop logging. So that is what's going on here. With hoot owl restrictions, you're allowed to fish in the morning all the way up to 2. The rivers will be closed from 2 until midnight. At the hottest part of the day, they'll let the fish rest. They will not have any pressure on them from anglers. And you know, they can rest right there. So that's what the hoot owl restriction is in Montana. It may be different in other states as to the exact time that you're allowed to fish. And in some places, they have voluntary hoot owl and mandatory hoot owl. So in Montana right now, we're undergoing mandatory hoot owl on certain rivers. Not all rivers. I think some of the rivers in Yellowstone are still open all day long. But what happens is they go into hoot owl restrictions for the state of Montana when water temperatures are over 73 degrees for 3 consecutive days. Or you could also see this when water levels go very, very, very low, critically low. Okay, so right now the hoot owl, in some places it might be both. The water levels are low and it's really hot. But for sure, it's really hot. The water temperatures are over 73 degrees for 3 consecutive days, so they have put mandatory hoot owl restrictions on many of the rivers out there. So if you're going out there, you need to be sure that you are within the law in fishing. Now, the guides and outfitters are still fishing. They are just leaving early, and they are finishing by 2. The river rafting trips, I think, are even doing the same thing. I'm not sure about that. If you're not fishing, I'm not sure if you can float on the river or not. But the idea is to protect these fish, because a trout, when you look at this, a trout is a cold water fish. It does very well in cold water. It does not do very well in hot water. That's why you see, you know, on golf course ponds or something, they'll stock trout in the wintertime. They'll do perfectly fine, and then they'll all die in the summertime because the water temperature will get up too high. The fish will die. Out in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, all that area out there, and even through the southern states, the water temperatures are cold enough to hold trout all year long. But in a situation like this where they get too high, they are having a hard time. They've got to sit in the bottom of the coldest hole in the whole river. They can survive, but they are really having a hard time, right? So it'd be kind of like, you know, you're running a marathon and then somebody starts, you know, you finish the marathon and somebody starts chasing you and, you know, beating you up afterwards. It would be kind of tough, right? Because you're already in a state of extreme kind of exhaustion, and then something else happens. So that's what the hoot owl restrictions are for. So in a case of where they're offering, you know, voluntary hoot owl restrictions, I would urge you to really think about that. Like, if you have an opportunity just to fish a little earlier and you see that the water temperature is around 70 degrees, I mean, man, that's cold. I mean, that's hot for trout. That's really hot. And maybe the mandatory restrictions aren't in place yet, But as an ethical angler, you ought to be thinking about trying to do your fishing in the morning and stopping before it gets really too hot, because these fish, they will die. And so if you are going to fish in a way that you can put the maximum pressure on the fish, get the fight over with as fast as possible, handle the fish as little as possible. In fact, don't even touch them at all. If you can just take your hemostats and just take the fly right out of the fish, that's the best way. If you can net the fish and cut the fight time down significantly, do that. That makes a huge difference. But pay attention to the times. This is not government control. This is actually for the fish. I'm in favor of it. I think that when the water gets hot like this, these fish will die. There's a lot of angling pressure on them. Keep the angling pressure in the morning, and I think we're going to be okay. So that's what hoot owl restrictions are. That's how you can comply with them, as you check if you're going to a river. Man, check the popular turnouts. There's probably going to be a sign there that says hoot owl, but don't just rely on just a sign. Look on the state website that you're going to. If you're going to Montana, look at the Montana Fish and Wildlife. If you have a question, stop by a ranger's office. Don't break the law on this one. It's not something you want to break the law on. And if you know that it is under hoot owl, by no means should you be fishing after 2 o'clock. And if it is a voluntary one, really, I mean, try to finish that fishing up by 11 or 12 and honor those, because these fish are, they're having a hard time, and the water's low and it's hot. So that's what a hoot owl restriction is. That's how you can comply with it. And that is How To Tuesday for today. If you're going out west this summer, man, good luck. I love it out there. It is so amazing and so beautiful. And you know what? Honestly, there's a lot of other things to do other than fishing. Incredible hikes, mountain climbing, all kinds of stuff, horseback riding. It's hot though. The horses are having trouble too. So you're in shape. You've been doing Physical Friday all year long. Get out there and walk, climb a mountain. That's where it's going to be the coolest anyway. That's How To Tuesday for today. I hope you have a great week. See ya.